sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Alabama, a third in vitro fertilization provider is pausing IVF treatments due to legal concerns in the wake of the state's highest court ruling that frozen embryos are children. The judge in the civil fraud trial against Donald Trump's family businesses has rejected a request to delay payment of the fine.
Having already ruled that Trump committed fraud and having ordered him to pay $355 million plus interest, Judge Arthur Engoron now flatly rejects Trump's request for a delay of that judgment. In an email he sent late this morning, Engoron told Trump's lawyers they have failed to explain, much less justify, any basis for a stay. It would mean Trump has just 30 days to pay the fine in cash or to post a bond for the full amount plus interest in order to appeal the ruling.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. The FBI is now investigating today's nationwide cell service outage for thousands of AT&T customers. It's working to restore service. Officials don't know what caused the outage. This is ABC News. A delegation of bipartisan lawmakers in Taiwan and vowing U.S. support and friendship to the island.
Among those on the three-day trip, some of the staunchest critics of China in Congress. Republican Mike Gallagher from Wisconsin.
Today, freedom is under attack from authoritarian aggression, and we need to be more vigilant than ever.
Democrat Raja Krishnamoorthy from Illinois.
It's a commitment to an ongoing relationship with Taiwan, which makes it one of our closest friends.
Taiwan's president says she hopes to see even more exchanges with the U.S. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Panda diplomacy is back on. San Diego Zoo officials say they expect two panda bears to arrive as early as the end of this summer if all permits and other requirements are approved. It's been about 5 years since the zoo has had pandas. Almost all the pandas in the U.S. were sent back in recent years as relations with China cooled. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Ayler. Search for a missing 3-year-old boy in Two Rivers continues. An Amber Alert was issued Tuesday afternoon for Elijah View. Authorities say Elijah's caregiver last saw him Tuesday morning at his family's home. Community volunteers have joined Two Rivers Police along with state and federal crime scene response teams in the search for the toddler. That includes drones and canine teams. The city's police chief, Benjamin Meinert, provided a Wednesday night update on the search for Elijah.
Our search and rescue teams have been combing through our neighborhoods, parks, wooded areas, and they've been following up on all leads and tips from the public.
Officials are also asking people to check their doorbell cameras and backyards and be on the lookout for the little boy. Legislation to speed up the counting of absentee ballots in Wisconsin elections is in trouble in the state Senate. The bipartisan bill passed easily in the Assembly. Speaker Robin Voss says he's puzzled by Senate inaction.
I have no idea why senators would not want to solve the problem of these late-night ballot dumps.
That bill would allow processing of absentee ballots the day before Election Day. Wisconsin's indigenous communities are in the spotlight at the Capitol today.
The 20th State of the Tribes address features Chairman James Crawford of the Forest County Potawatomi. He'll welcome members of Wisconsin's 11 federally recognized tribes and deliver this year's address at 10 o'clock to a joint session of the legislature in the Assembly Chambers. The annual address is a chance for the people of Wisconsin, constitutional officers, justices of the state Supreme Court, and lawmakers to understand the issues facing Native nations and celebrate common values. Each year, the Great Lakes Intertribal Council selects a governing member to deliver the address. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another spring-like sunny day as temperatures slide to the low 50s. A few clouds build in tonight as winds become a bit breezy, pulling in the much cooler air for Friday, where highs drop to where they should be for this time of year into the low 30s. One call to Tax Solutions Now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Currently 53 degrees.
Soybean oil futures gave up mid-morning gains and turned lower. That pulled beans down to a session low close. Corn futures were under pressure most of the session with wheat mixed up to the closing bell. Position squaring pulled live cattle off the highs, while a rally in cash hogs led futures to the upside.
Live from the most important Thursday so far this year via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we chat with Kurt Kimmel from AgMarket.net.
Oh.
Directly following the news, Oliver Slope from Blue Line Futures. Okay, I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, now the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory. Are you okay, buddy?
Oh my gosh, I forgot all about it this morning. Davis, happy birthday! Happy birthday, my brother!
Thank you, my friend. That is what makes it this the most important Thursday so far this
year.
Yes.
Oh my gosh! Just put a big old huge smile on my face. How's your day going?
Really good, actually.
Yeah.
It's been a perfect birthday.
Have you had a piece of cake yet?
You know what? The wife got me all hooked up with donuts, blueberry muffins, all kinds of yummy breakfast food. I just been eating that like so far all day. Don't tell her. I don't know if I need cake after all this.
Take cake.
I'm gonna eat it.
Sure. Yep. Take the cake. Mm-hmm. Yep. Or I don't know. Maybe you prefer something like cheesecake, or maybe
cheesecake. There will be cheesecake involved. Absolutely.
Maybe a nice pie.
You know our. Our love is based on a cheese-rich environment, the wife and
really?
I. And so cheesecake just fits right in there. You betcha.
Very good. Very good. All right. A young grandpa. That's what you are.
I feel like a young grandpa. Yeah. And yet I carry with me the wisdom of a much, much older man. I can't explain it.
That's true. Well, you know, when you've had horses kick you as many times as horses have
learn.
Kicked you... Yeah, you get it figured out. Oh, my gosh. Happy birthday, man.
I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
You know, it's one of those deals where when it triggers, it is like, oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get this out. I got to get it out now.
222, baby.
That's good stuff. I'm looking forward to the conversation with Kirk Kimmel coming up here in just a little bit. We'll also get some perspective from Oliver Slope. We'll try to figure out what's going on in this hog market from Oliver. We're up against some tough overhead resistance. Wow. We better get to the news. Let's get rolling.
Whole chip March soft red winter wheat futures opened slightly lower and slipped to test support at 580. That triggered another round of short covering and a quick move to test buying interest at the pivotal $6 level. After the market found no buying interest at $6, futures fell back to close near the opening range. Front month hard red winter wheat also spiked resistance at yesterday's high before falling back to close below yesterday's low for a downside reversal chip. Traders continue to monitor tensions around Ukrainian grain shipments into neighboring countries, but the actions there have generally been accounted for in today's prices. March HRW wheat 3¼ cents lower today, 574. March SRW wheat unchanged at 583¼. March spring wheat closed 651¼, down 8 cents today.
I'll admit I saw that line that actions there have generally been accounted for in today's prices, referring to things that are happening around Ukraine. Mm-hmm. It just means the market is tired of dealing with it.
Yeah.
It doesn't know what to make of the protests that are happening in Poland. It doesn't know what to make of any of the disruptions of shipments coming out of Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Well, March corn opened slightly lower and moved higher on short covering in the overnight session. The failure to hold on to those gains and fall to a new contract low once again put momentum squarely with corn market bears. In feed grain news, USDA this morning announced the sale of 126,000 metric tons of U.S. sorghum to China for delivery in the current marketing year. Ethanol production in the week ended February 16 averaged 1.084 million barrels per day, up 1,000 from the previous week, and 55,000 barrels above the same week last year. Ethanol stocks down 308,000 barrels to 25.502 million barrels. March corn futures and nickel lower at 406. May corn down 5¾ cents, 418½. July corn futures closed at 430¾, down 5 cents. A three handle here is a foregone conclusion, Chip, perhaps?
Well, I don't know if we can say that or not. There are some that are saying, watch out with the way that the market traded today. We could be trying to put a low in here. I don't know if I see that, but some of the warnings were going out today.
All right. Well, Chip, the weight of the Brazilian bean harvest cannot be ignored in the soy complex, but traders blamed most of today's price pressure on technical factors and speculative trading funds adding on to already profitable positions. March bean meal opened slightly higher and tried to push higher, but prices slipped by mid-morning, with futures modestly lower. Those mid-morning losses were doubled by the end of the day, with March futures below 11.50 for the first time since May 31st. At the end of May, 11.50 acted as a trampoline, and prices that day started a nearly $3 rally. Today, March beans closed on session lows and below 11.50. Yeah. Chart watchers warn that opens extended downside risk. March beans 13 cents lower today, 11.47¾. May beans down 12½, 11.52½. July beans closed at 11.60¾. Chip, that's down 13¼ cents today.
Yeah, I do not like the way that the March beans traded today. That close below 11.50 is troubling.
Yeah. Well, March cotton was 160 points higher at 94.20. A little tight on time. Why don't we head over to Oliver there real quick.
Okay, Chip. Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. Oliver Slope, Blue Line Futures. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Chip. How about yourself?
Doing real good. April hogs. Testing that double top from back in June. Do you like the odds? Can we get through that?
Oh, I mean, they tested it the June 26th, 27th high, and then kind of failed it and came back. The RSI relative strength index is flashing a little bit overbought, but as we've learned from previous history lessons, RSI isn't always that reliant. The chart remains constructive. The path of least resistance is higher highs and higher lows, but I wouldn't be surprised to see the market maybe catch its breath, especially ahead of tomorrow's cold storage report, maybe set back in towards that trend line support, which comes in near 84, and that's derived from those lows back at the very beginning of the year, first week of January. So I like lean hogs. I think they've got some more upside potential, okay, but I think a healthy pullback here would be welcomed.
All right, cattle on feed report tomorrow. It's going to be a good big one, an important one.
A very important one, and it only makes sense that we're back at some of these big inflection points for the market for the April contract, specifically looking at that gap from October 23rd, which comes in near 190. We got up there today and then just kind of got the rug pulled out. I know there were some headlines with regards to Tyson and some plants nationwide kind of adjusting shifts, and I think that may have been part of it. But I think what really, you know, accelerated the selling pressure this afternoon was just that kind of position squaring ahead of the cattle on feed report after this nice move higher that we've had. And I've been reminding guys, listen, we're back at levels that back in December you were like, man, I wish we could get back to 190. I would love to take advantage of that. Well, here's your opportunity.
Yep, that's right. That's right. Hey, I understand you're going to be down at Commodity Classic next week.
Yeah. I think you owe me a beer from a couple years ago. So.
I think I do.
I charge interest, so, too. So,
well, you know, I pay interest. Hey, what a coincidence.
Good deal.
So, yeah. No, let's try to get you on the show while we're down there, okay?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Excellent. Good stuff. That is Oliver Slope, Blue Line Futures. All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk what's going on in these grain markets. Kirk Kimmel, agmarket.net, right here on AgriTalk.
At FBN Finance, we know there's one thing that unites all farmers: progress. It drives them to wake up early and be better than the day before. And whether it's a new land purchase or refinancing your ranch, FBN Finance has the agricultural expertise to help you reach your goals. Simply put, FBN Finance puts farmers first. With great rates, instant approvals, and pre-qualifications on farmland loans, FBN Finance has everything you need to be your partner in the fields and with your finances. And now, you can get $500 off closing costs for loans over $250,000. Start your farmland loan today at fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender. Financing offered by FBN Finance, LLC, and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance, LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS ID 1631119.
Are you ready to diversify your farm income? Sweetwater Technologies, powered by GRIP, is offering the next generation of agricultural entrepreneurs turnkey, owner-operated drone business partnerships. Together, we can grow and empower agricultural communities through technological solutions. It is our vision to build economic growth for future generations. Apply today to become a business partner and join our journey on the road to 1 million acres at sweetwatertechnologies.com.
It can be challenging for U.S. farmers to make a profit in the grain markets. Reduce your risk exposure by purchasing professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers. The members of the Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance invest 15% of their sales into product research and development to help farmers like you maximize their crop performance every year. Bringing new seed innovations requires time, extensive research, and farmer partnership, the kind of commitments the seed companies of SEPA are investing in. Thank you for buying new seed and supporting U.S. seed innovation. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-
Self-reliance is one of the most valuable lessons any young person can learn. And the FFA helps our young people to learn self-reliance, to become better farmers, better businessmen, and better neighbors. Today and every day in 2024, we salute the FFA.
Saluting our FFA chapters during FFA Week. This FFA salute is being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
You want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durand Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
And the Ad Council.
Knowledge is power. We're here to charge your batteries. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Glad you're with us. We're going to get to this conversation with Kirk Kimmel here in just a moment. First, Davis, let's go ahead and finish up that livestock news.
Sure thing. Let's just do it all. April live cattle futures opened slightly higher, traded through resistance at yesterday's high at mid-morning. Prices then turned lower on profit-taking, with prices closing below support at yesterday's low to form a downside reversal. April fat cattle were $1.15 lower, 186.55. June contract down 60 cents to 182.70. March feeder futures used those lower corn prices to hold on to modest gains and were 70 cents higher today, 252.05 there. And on the snout side, the cash lean hog index is trending higher and pulling futures along. April hogs $1.22.5 higher at 87.20. June hogs up 95 cents, 98.92.5.
Chip. Yeah, nice move. Nice move. Yeah. Constructive. Ooh. Is how Oliver described that that lean hog chart. And you look at it, it was a it's been very symmetrical in the rally as well, and organized. It looks good. It feels like we can get through those June highs, and once we do that, then you're looking at a move up into that 92.50 range, something like that. So, all right. Good stuff. Let's bring him in. Kirk Kimmel, agmarket.net. How you doing, man?
Doing good, considering the market's not worth a darn, but doing great. Yeah, thanks.
Right. Yeah. besides contract lows and corn, things are going great. yeah. What are you hearing? What's the chatter out in the countryside?
Well, just blaming it on the commodity funds, and they just continue to keep a huge, huge short position in place. But overall, demand's just not there. There's just no enthusiasm. We'll see what tomorrow's weekly export sales report shows. Anywhere from 300,000 to 500,000 for wheat. Corn, 700 to 1.5 million metric tons. And soybeans, anywhere from 300 to 800,000 tons. There's a lot of small lot business flying under the radar. We're just not seeing those daily sales pop up. Today, 126,000 tons of sorghum to China. That's something a little different, so forth.
It's been a while since we've seen one of those.
Yeah. They maybe keep that up. They had a tendency to buy something that not anybody's looking at. But the Southern Hemisphere is much cheaper than the U.S. here. It's just kind of hard to get a optimistic outlook. But the big thing is, guys did DP basis contracts, as you know, and so we're going through that process of cleaning those up. And there just seems to be, some cash grain over the marketplace, keeping a lid on the market for the most part. We've got March options go off the board here on tomorrow, Friday. We got the delivery process starting here next week. So there's quite a few things here is kind of keeping things in check. If you want to do some voodoo, we got a full moon here on Friday. Usually it's a full moon high. Maybe we can carve out a full moon low for a change.
That'd be all right, yeah.
Bring it on. Other thing, maybe wheat. As everyone knows, we had a key price reversal to the upside. The voice of the tomb had a buy by May, by July wheat on February 22nd. And I don't know if the commodity funds can get excited about that, but maybe wheat can lead us out of a hole here.
Okay. Okay. Boy, I'm making a bunch of notes here. Got to come back to them. I want to do this. I want to go back to one of the first things that you said, Kurt, about the funds being heavily short the markets. What does it take to just get them to stop selling?
Great question. The trend's down. They're often trend following type of programs. So if we can get some type of reversal here, short curving, we need to get above the 10 and 20 day moving averages and give them a reason to cover some of those short positions. A year ago, the market topped out December 1st of the year, and beans moved about $2.60 lower, corn down $1.20. We just about matched that here in the first 2 months of the year here. We're incredibly oversold. So if we can just kind of get the momentum turned here. Hopefully they can follow through.
Could it be a crop headline out of South America, or is that played out?
We've got so much bearish news in the marketplace that we could have some type of destructive situation out of the Southern Hemisphere. The thing that comes to mind is the crop's probably going to continue to shrink in Brazil, but it's not going to shrink fast enough to get the trade excited about stepping in there. But it would have to be we don't have the mud roads to clog up transportation or anything, but it'd have to be a transportation issue out of that Southern Hemisphere.
Okay. All right. I interrupted you. Did you have another point that you wanted to throw in there?
Well, one other observation I saw today here was leap year, election year. Of course, fearful of election year. Elections aren't what they used to be, but in 2016 and 2020, the market took out the February highs during the month of March. So there's a lot of little things out there floating around that hopefully can come to realization here to give the market a chance to see some type of day cap bounce.
Yeah. Okay. You talked about the corn that is still stored in the bin from last year, from the 23 crop. You know, I get that. And it's easy to understand. There's a lot of corn left out there. It's got to come to market at some point. But the market acts, and maybe this is just my frustration with how the market has been trading, but the market seems to be acting that you better look out. The corn's coming now. That corn's not coming now, is it, Kurt?
It's regional. Guys got to make a decision here on what we're seeing in guys moving the corn and replacing it with a little bit more of a managed risk position, try to take a little risk off.
Okay.
But if it doesn't move now, it's not going to move. We're going to have roads posted, already posted. Guys are going to be in the field here real quick. Yeah. So the tendency is if it's moved, it's going to be moved now. Next time it'll be moved would be later on in May or first part of June.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you. And it seems like if corn had to move or a producer had to sell corn to square up some finances for the 24 crop, that would have been done. That was done. And if they were going to speculate with it, they can speculate with it in the bin. What strategy, if they are going to go ahead and move it, is that the right thing to do? And replace that with something on paper?
We've been going down that route.
Okay.
You know, particularly commercial storage and cost of money. Free up some cash flow and stop some interest payments. But we've been working with some covered positions so you have some staying power. And there's several ways to do that is long futures with a put to protect it or go to the options and establish some call spreads to be in a position here to recoup to the upside. Now, if the funds, as we mentioned, short would want to cover, they're not going to buy cash corn. They'll buy back their short position and go with the paper type. So there's probably going to be more up or recovery on paper versus cash. Basis will probably wide out on a rally here as we move forward in through here as guys clean up old crop inventories.
Yep. You know, are you taking any clues about the overall supply out there from what's happening in basis? And because it seems like there's some real regional differences in basis this year.
Yeah, it's different. It's a lot different than the previous year where we were real short in the West and the function was
right.
And the market was to move grain from the East to the West. But it's really spotty, a lot of different situations around. It's evident in the processor ethanol. That's your strongest bid. The Country Elevator continues to be at a discount on their bids. So if you can find an ethanol plant or a processor or hook up with that, that's going to be your best bet to capture the best bid here.
All right. We're in the middle of a conversation with Kirk Kimmel, agmarket.net. Let's talk a little bit more about ethanol when we come back, and then let's chat about new crop acres.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Sometimes life is wonderful. And sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. If your employer doesn't supply health care coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private health care is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage.
Give us a call at 800-801-2730.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes. Where March HRW wheat futures were 3¼ cents lower, 574. March SRW wheat, steady, 583¼ today. March corn futures were a nickel lower, 406. May corn, down 5¾ cents to 418½. March soybeans, 13 cents lower, 11.47¾. May beans, down 12½ to 11.52½. March cotton was 160 points higher at 94.20. On the livestock side, April live cattle were $1.15 lower at 186.55. March feeders, 70 cents higher, 252.05. April lean hog futures were 122½ higher at 87.20 with the June contract, up 95 cents to 98.92½. Go to tryprofarmer.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Across America, FFA members share a deep concern for the environment. FFA programs encourage members to meet local needs through projects like recycling, land reclamation, and reforestation.
Today and every day in 2024, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members and volunteers.
Saluting all of our local FFA chapters and members during National FFA Week, this FFA salute is being brought to you by Dunn Energy Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another spring-like sunny day as temperatures slide to the low 50s. A few clouds build in tonight as winds become a bit breezy, pulling in the much cooler air for Friday, where highs drop to where they should be for this time of year into the low 30s. One call to Tag Solutions now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Currently, 53 degrees.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. The chickens have come home to roost. Find out whose fence they're perched on today on AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad you're with us. We are in the middle of a conversation with Kirk Kimmel, agmarket.net. Get this, Kirk. You attracted a call. We've got Paul in Iowa on the line. How you doing, Paul?
I'm living the dream. How are you, bud?
Hey, I'm doing good. Doing good. How about you? What's on your mind?
So yesterday I attended a meeting where we learned about the 45Z ethanol credits that are proposed for next year. We had a chance to run what our carbon intensity score would look like on the practices that we use on our farm. And when the proposal out there is that the ethanol plants would split that credit 50-50 with the grower.
Right.
At my score, my corn is worth $1.10 per bushel of 45Z tax credits. If I'm eligible for 55 cents of that per bushel, we're a 200 bushel an acre area up here. That's $110 an acre. That's going to greatly influence my decision, to continue planting corn, when it's time to switch to beans.
That's a great point. See, and now I want people to understand something right now. 45Z it's not a 45 cent credit. That it's section 45Z. Okay. And this tax credit moves based on the carbon intensity score. And I know that there's a lot of people that couldn't care less about this. There are people that do, like Paul. That was Mitchell Hora's meeting there yesterday.
Yep, Mitchell Hora. Yeah, with Continuum Ag. And we got a chance to use a tool to run our score. It's going to, you know, for what it would cost me to do the audit and get my score determined, for 55 cents a bushel, you're darn right I'm going to run my score. My soybean acres may be shrinking every day.
Okay. Kurt, have you heard any talk like this?
No, this is great news. It continues to add more moving parts to the equation here, but man, an extra 55 cents, that's great.
You get it anywhere you can get it.
What I'm worried about is our local elevator, people are going to be bypassing our local elevator to sell to the ethanol plant unless the elevator is able to work something out with an ethanol plant to pass along those credits as well. So I'm afraid it might distort the market a little bit, but I guess that remains to be seen.
It's going to be a shakeup. I don't think there's any question. I've had a couple of people mention that to me, Paul, that you kind of wonder exactly where the elevator is going to be left. Well, may have to get a little aggressive and put together, right, you know, a hundred thousand bushel. What am I saying? 2 million bushel of that low carbon intensity score corn that the ethanol plant doesn't have to go out and source, then the elevator could get a piece of it somehow, some way. But boy, it's moving in a lot of directions. Interesting numbers, dude. Thank you.
Yeah. Yep. Have a good day.
All right. You bet. That's Paul in Northeast Iowa. $1.10 in that 45Z credits there. If you can split it with the ethanol plant, Kurt, 55 cents a bushel, that's enough to get you to move one direction or the other, isn't it?
Yeah, if you can be in that area or that particular situation, that's what guys got to look for, is opportunities to kind of so-called manufacture some additional income.
Yeah.
According to what we're looking forward here as we move into 24.
Yeah, interesting. What do you make of the ethanol market right now, Kurt?
Well, I think it's doable. It's strong. There's been doubters there for some time. Right now, we're recovering from the January weather, back online, production's back up. So I think ethanol's here to stay. As market goes lower here, the returns a lot better. Buy cheaper corn. Ethanol margins are improving, so it's been a savior here. The big question is on the soybean side of the equation with these crushing plants coming online, and we're seeing a situation where there's a lot of question marks on importing fats, French fries and hot dogs and so forth involved in this. And if you trace that back, there's the movement of rainforest or Malaysia taking out forest palm oil. So there's going to be a lot of tracing and backlog going on where this used oil or palm oil comes from. Yeah,
they've got to audit that, Kurt. There's no question that they have to get, because it's illegal under the way the rules and the regulations are written. It is illegal to just dirty up edible oils to make so that you can get a piece of that $1.75 a gallon tax credit on renewable diesel.
And there's no better place than all this to be sorted out as in California. So we'll see.
Love it. Love it. So what are you thinking on acres for this next year? Do you like the numbers that USDA showed us at the Outlook Forum?
Well, those are the numbers until we get into March. We feel the corn acres are closer to about 91.6, the bean acres closer to 86.3. Okay. So the bean acres a little high, corn acres a little low. And I know a lot of gas went on here this last fall, so those are pretty well dialed in. But what I've picked up through here, we'll have slightly higher bean acres, but that's just a function of the crop rotation. Guys were a little heavier corn last year, they'll be a little heavier beans this year. Now, there'll be some areas here where they had the flexibility to maybe shift, but I'm under the opinion we've seen the highest bean acre and the lowest corn acre estimate. But the problem or concerns that bottom line, whenever you have over 400 million bushels of beans and 2.5 billion bushels of corn inventory, that says we're not going to run out.
Right. Yeah, those I think that's probably accurate there. So as we make our way to that, I think it's the March 28th prospective plantings report now, what are the things that you're going to be focused on the most? What are you looking to accomplish between now and the end of March?
Well, we've been work with guys on cleaning up 23. Very little 23 was priced ahead of time. Now guys are sitting with that, trying to manage that. A little bit of 24s been marketed, but a lot more 24 needs to be priced. So any type of recovery here as we move through March, I think guys got to establish price floors or get caught up on 24 marketing. But as we finish February here, crop insurance, the average prices, it's going to be a complete turnaround from what we've seen. I've not gotten an update, but when you look at crop insurance guarantees, I believe the 80% on corn, you've got to go clear down to this 370 area. And on soybeans, you're talking clear down to, you know, 930. So there's a lot of decisions to make. Guys will work with crop insurance, but you got to have some additional marketing on top of that to try to manufacture some income as we go through 24.
Okay. All right. We got time for this. I'm looking at the notes that you sent my way. Natty gas, 4-year cycle low. What's that all about?
If you look over the last 25 years from a speculative point of view, if you want to do a little hedging, that it's kind of not to the day and not to the year, but since 1998, this natural gas market's made a low here. And most of them's pretty close to this 160 area. So if you're looking for something that's undervalued besides corn and soybeans, natural gas might be an energy product to take a peek at. Now, one word of caution, it has carry in it. Just like when you look at March corn at 406, new crop December corn at 450, same type of situation in the natural gas. As you move on out, it's ratcheted up. If you go out to a year from now, it's over 370. But this front end in through here, I think, creates some opportunity for those who are looking at some type of lower energy to be locked in. Even though we're talking about limiting exports of natural gas,
yeah,
I still believe down to here, these lower levels, it creates some value.
Yeah, you know, it still scares me. There's been a lot of talk about trade, and when you start limiting trade on a product like natural gas and just saying we're not going to ship it out, you're going to limit investment in it, aren't you? In the recovery of it?
Yeah, you'll profitability is going to be quite low, but as you look at when things get undervalued, the market looks for demand. Just as prices are too high, you limit the demand. So
yep. Kurt, good stuff, my friend. Thank you so much, and we will talk with you again soon. All right,
very good. Enjoyed visiting with you. Take care.
All right, that is Kurt Kimmel, agmarket.net. Davis and I will be back to wrap up today's AgriTalk.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Modern technology has had an impact on every aspect of life, and the business of farming is no exception. Today's FFA members are learning agri-science technologies that provide new and better ways to manage our vital natural resources.
Today and every day in 2024, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members and volunteers.
Saluting the area FFA members and local chapters during this National FFA Week, this FFA salute is brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit them online at martin.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport, Mondovi.
All the corn laying down in the field, goosenecked again. Even though I tried everything, new traits, existing soil insecticides, every corn grower knows the hassle of gooseneck corn. But now there's Narisma Insecticide from BASF, a better, stronger in-furrow insecticide that controls corn rootworm and below-ground pests. Stand up for your corn with Narisma Insecticide. Ask your authorized BASF retailer about Narisma, and always read and follow label directions.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, What's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
If you served, we want you to get the health care and benefits you earned. We want you to come to VA.
There's never been a better time to apply. Under a new law called the PACT Act, we've expanded VA care and benefits to millions of people who served and their survivors.
No matter where you served or how long you served, check out va.gov/PACT to learn more about what VA can do for you and your family.
Come to VA.
We've cleared the schedule for you. Give us a call at 855-482-5524 and join the conversation. And welcome back to AgriTalk, everyone. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here with Chip Flory.
Yo.
Sorghum sale to China.
Yeah.
We mentioned in the news, we called it feed grain demand. Is it possible they've just finished up their Lunar New Year hoopla, I think, if I've got my timing correct.
Yeah.
Is it possible they need to replace their liquor stocks and so they need some
possible.
Sorghum to do it?
It's possible.
They love that sorghum juice.
Little fermented sorghum juice.
Exactly.
It's such a straight on a cold evening, from what I hear.
Yeah, very much. Very much, yeah.
Have you ever tried it?
No.
No? Me neither.
No.
No.
No. I hear it leaves a coppery metallic taste in your mouth.
Oh, everyone loves that.
Loves that. Loves that.
All right. That's all. Exactly. I think we got that covered.
It's right next Luna to Friday. Malort.
You know, there was a bottle of Malort in play at the Pro Farmer offices. And,
that's right.
Last I knew, none of us had the guts to take the top off.
Not me. Not me. I'm not doing that. No way, no how.
One day we'll be absolutely magnanimous enough and we'll look at each other and say, you know what, guys? Grady will be there. He'll be involved. Joe May, the whole gang. Yeah. And we'll say, you know what? Today's the day. We're doing it.
I go ahead.
Yeah.
What if
we did like, the old Malort roulette? Got a lazy Susan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And had a series of beverages, maybe some apple juice, maybe, you know, a little peppermint something.
Yep. No.
No? Okay. A full moon on Friday. Does that... He made a comment about that. I don't know. It's probably just anecdotal, right?
Yeah, Mark. Highs.
Mm-hmm.
It's sometimes associated with a high in the market. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if I buy that one.
Well,
did you hear the voice of the doom?
Well, I was going to ask about that, too. What is that?
The voice of the tomb. We've talked we've talked about it on the show before, but it's been a long time. This happened in the wheat pit. There was a trader that didn't show up every day to trade. And this long time ago. He didn't show up every day to trade, but when he did, he was either all in on the buy side of the wheat market or all in on the sell side of the wheat market.
Yeah.
Well, you keep track of how the guy's doing, and he's doing pretty doggone good for not showing up every day. Well, he's down there trading away, pounding out a position, and has a heart attack, falls over dead. And in the lining of his coat were pinned different dates. And on those dates, it said like February 22nd by May Wheat. Maybe it said liquidate on March 5. Mm-hmm. So there are all of these Voice of the Tomb dates in the wheat market that are circulating out there that that every now and then people will make reference to it. And sometimes when you can't explain why wheat decided to go higher, sometimes you look at the Voice of the Tomb.
That's interesting. Taking back to Oliver, do you want to talk about 190 cattle? There's a gap there. Is that what do we got going here on the cattle? Because you guys were like, oh, yeah, we got 190 here, and we talked about that before. Looks like we'll get another shot at it. Is there any meat on that bone?
Yeah? Yeah, I don't know why someone would say no. You've got to give that market an opportunity to prove that it is done going up before you get really aggressive on the sell side of it. But when we're up at the levels that we are at already, if it pencils a profit, you should probably be taking some of the risk out of the market. Mm-hmm. Just go back and look at September of last year. When you pull the support out of the market from those lofty levels, the slide can be brutal. So be prepared that if the market does turn and start to trade to the downside, that you've got some coverage in place so that you don't have to absorb all of those losses.
Yeah. He said, we've seen the highest bean and the lowest corn acreage print. That was interesting.
Yeah. Lowest corn, highest bean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So in other words, corn's going up, beans going down.
Yeah, I tend to agree, but I've said that. I've said it a lot. You know, 92.5 on corn is kind of my number, but man, after talking to Paul from Iowa, how many other people out there are going to these meetings and learning that their ethanol plant might be, you know, it doesn't have to be $1.10 divided by 2.55 cents. What if it's 30 cents a bushel? Is that enough? You do that to me, it all starts to add up pretty quick. But $1.10 per bushel for whatever it is that Paul is doing. And here's the thing. You don't have to change what you are doing to participate in that carbon market. You get paid for the practices that you have in place that hold your carbon intensity score down. You don't have to change a thing if you've got practices in place. That's one of the reasons that I think this, and I'm not going to say anything bad about against the carbon offset programs. Continue to look at those if you want. But this seems like if there's a program that's going to work, this is what it kind of feels like. February 28th through March 3rd, above normal temperatures and a mix of above normal, below normal precip out west. We got the free-for-all tomorrow morning.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find the Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Hey, y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out.
Guys, let's get real about your hair loss. How long have you been wearing a hat,
hiding thinning hair, or a rapidly growing bald spot? Just stop it. You're not a 12-year-old little leaguer. You're a grown man. It's time to take action. Let the hat go and get your real hair back permanently with Bosley. You heard that right. Bosley, America's number one hair restoration experts, can give you your real hair back permanently. And right